Hey there, welcome back. On the season opener of The DM, we're reviewing the movie Wicked.
So Wicked was directed by John Chu. It had a release date of November 3rd, but it actually released in the United States November 22nd, 2024. It's based on Wicked by Stephen Schwartz and Winnie Holzman. The costume designer is Paul Tazwell. Paul Tazwell won an Oscar for this film. He also has a Tony and an Emmy. He's known for his work in Harriet, West Side Story, The Wiz, also in theater, The Color Purple, A Raisin in the Sun, and Hamilton. And the makeup artist for Wicked was Frances Hannon. She also has the Oscar, but not for this film, but she did the Grand Budapest Hotel. So Wicked summary, I'm going to try to like summarize this as best as possible. But basically, the movie starts with Glinda showing up to Munchkinland and basically saying that, are confirming that the Wicked Witch of the West has died. That kind of like starts the story, but then it goes back to how they are friends. So in the Land of Oz, Glinda shows up and she lets the people of Munchkinland know that the Wicked Witch of the West has died. This is pretty much framing the story of this movie. The movie follows around Glinda, Elphaba. Elphaba arrived to Schitt's University to see her sister off. Her sister was in a wheelchair, so her dad, like, was the governor at the time. And so he wanted Elphaba to basically protect her sister. And Elphaba is green. She started out the movie like her mom had an affair with this other guy and he drank like green potion. And so when Elphaba was born, she was born green. So she's been like made fun of her whole life. But when she drops her off at school, she does like some type of spell or something because she wanted to see her sister to her dorm room, but the teacher like wouldn't let her. And she like did this spell and basically the teacher, Mrs. Morble, saw what she did. So she tried to act like she was the one that did it. But then she ended up taking Elphaba under her wing to try to teach her like sorcery. In doing that, that's how Elphaba meets Glinda, because Glinda wants to be a sorcerer. And Mrs. Marble was like, okay, well, you guys have to be roommates if you want that to happen. That's how they kind of meet. And continuing that, like, basically, Elphaba wants to meet the wizard. It just takes them through this, like, story of friendship and basically two parallel characters that are different, but they end up together. And then they go see the wizard in Oz, and they realize that the wizard is a fake. Elphaba does a spell on the security guard animals that actually hurts them. And she's like, I don't really want this anymore. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the story. She flies off. She turns into the Wicked Witch of the West. But I don't think she has that name yet.
So then the characters in this movie are Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba Throp. She is the misunderstood woman, girl or woman, who becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Ariana Grande as Glinda, quote unquote, Glinda Upland. She's the popular young girl, blonde, very outgoing and perky, very opposite to Elphaba. Jonathan Bailey plays Piero, a prince from Winky Country who meets Glinda and Elphaba at school. Michelle Yeoh as Madame Morrible, the Dean of Sorcery Studies, and the lovely Jeff Goldblum portrays the wonderful Wizard of Oz. I have a question for you, Tyree, and some of our listeners may have this question too. Maybe it's answered and I just didn't like pay attention, but why is it Glinda and Glinda? Like, what's up with the two similar names?
So she is very like pretentious and annoying, and her name is Glinda. So she's like Glinda, Glinda. And then she kind of makes everything about herself. So when Elphaba is leaving to go meet the wizard, everyone's like so happy for her. So like, yeah, they're like, yay, whatever. And so Galinda tries to make it about her. And so she was like, in honor of this happening, I'm going to no longer go by Galinda. I'm going to go by Glinda.
Were there like crickets? Because I was just like, girl, bye, Glinda.
So same, yeah, thing.
Okay, Glinda, that's so Glinda. Silly. I was, because like, I do know, like, I knew that she had the two, they're, like, they're very similar, but they're, like, different, and there was a reason why. I didn't know why. That's so silly, and that's funny, too, that she thinks that that's, like, oh, so different. Like, I can't with her.
About the costumes, mm-hmm, one that I, like, really love Paul Tazewell and, like, his work, and it makes sense that they did this as a musical, yeah, but... or, like, he worked on a musical, but I like the uniforms that the students wear because they're, mm-hmm, all kind of, like, different but similar. Yeah. It kind of just helps bring their individuality. Like, it's kind of cool to see. You know, we've seen it in, like, Bel Air. We've seen it in these, like, school-type, yeah, costumes. And then, like, yeah, making each one, like, individual and not having the same, like, uniform. I think that that's kind of cool.
It kind of reminds me of Wednesday, too, on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Especially how Wednesday herself, she wears the school colors, but, like, she really, like, puts her own spin on it, which is kind of cool. And I did not realize that the costume designer is, he's an EGOT, or he's almost an EGOT. He doesn't have a Golden Globe. Or is that a Grammy?
Grammy.
Is G for Grammy? G is, yeah, for Grammy. He doesn't have a Grammy yet, but I didn't realize he was so close, because he's got an Oscar, a Tony, and an Emmy.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So he's just got to get, I'm sure he can get a Grammy. Like, there's got to be some way he can do, like, voiceover, like, read, oh, something, like, best spoken word.
I wasn't even thinking that, because I was thinking, like, oh, like, maybe he could do, like, a music video or something. But, like, yeah, he could do, like, a book, like, a song, yeah, book or something.
Yeah, he could get hired. I mean, that's the way a lot of people have won Grammys, is spoken word albums.
Yeah.
But that's very cool. Thank you for that lovely synopsis. Part two, does it come out later this year, Tyree?
I believe it comes out in November.
Okay,
cool. I want to say it's November.
Nice. So we look forward to that. There will be lots of red carpet for that. We are going to jump right into the red carpet for part one, which was very extensive. So I know you probably had your work cut out for you, Tyree, choosing between what to feature, because there were so many appearances that these ladies did for this particular film.
The first person that we're going to start with is Cynthia Erivo. Cynthia Erivo is styled by Jason Bolden. Jason Bolden styles Michael B. Jordan, Demi Singleton, Taylor Zakar, Nicole Kidman, just a bunch of people. The first look that we're going to talk about with Cynthia is Cynthia Erivo at the Wicked premiere in London. She's wearing Louis Vuitton, and she has on Susan Kalland jewelry. She is wearing a green, shiny plastic material. I don't know what material it is, but the top is kind of like a bikini top. It has like a triangle cut out right above her belly button, and then it has a skirt that goes all the way down to the floor. And she is kind of wearing, I chose this picture because she's wearing this kind of like green overcoat, like fuzzy overcoat. And she has some photos with it on and some photos with it off. And then she is wearing a big diamond necklace with the emerald green pendant in the middle. What do you think of this look?
I like it just fine.
Oh.
Yeah. Not like... Yeah, I like it just fine. Like, I don't... This press tour was very extensive, as I said earlier. Like, they did a lot of press. And so, by the end of it, I was, unfortunately, a little over things. But this was, you know, more toward the beginning. And I feel like you can even tell it's more toward the beginning because it's, like, brighter and more, like... This leaves quite the impression, especially because of the color. A lot is going on. You see her segue more into darker colorways, even of green and a lot of black further into the promo. But it's tailored really beautifully. I do like that it's bright. I mean, she's the co-star of this. It's a big moment for her. So yeah, I don't really have any any notes. I just think it's fine, though. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, this is the best gown and coat I've ever seen. You know, what do you think?
I think I like it mainly for the color. Mm-hmm. And I like it for the mixed textures. Like, that dress, it's like a shiny plastic material. I don't know what it is. But I like it. I like the jewelry accent. I think she's wearing a chunky ring. I think I just like it because of the color. I mean, like, if it was, like, a red dress, it would just be a red dress. So I think that was a good one.
Yeah, it's very joyful. I like that.
And it goes with her character. Okay, so the next one we are going to talk about is Cynthia Erivo at the Journey Through Oz in Australia. She is wearing Louis Vuitton again. This time she is wearing a black dress. I don't know how to describe it, but it's a lot of fabric. It's kind of like tubed at the top, and then it flares out with like this like ruffle feature, and then it goes down to the ground, and it's a lot of fabric. And then she is wearing a choker with like a big pendant on it. And this time you can see her nails, which are like big and green. And I know she's big on her nails. So what do you think of this?
I think I'm glad you called out that there's lots of fabric, because I think the fabric, the draping in particular, could have been executed better. I don't know if it's a height thing, because this may have been something from, you know, it's Louis Vuitton. I'm assuming it's runway. Perhaps this wasn't something they were allotted, you know, a lot of freedom with alteration. So I'll keep that in mind. So I don't know. I'm assuming they probably tried to hike her up as much as they could in a tall shoe to make up for some of the tailoring, because it's spilling, like pooling over the floor. Like, you can't see her shoes at all. And there's a train, but it's like the train and the front not being, you know, hemmed like perfectly or better, is it's all just kind of pooling around her. And then she's got, it's like a tabletop, like at her hips, like an axe. It's very accentuated. I think that works, but that's where the draping for me gets messy. This, I really want to get in there and like, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's a steaming thing either. I just think that like the draping, something happened here that didn't quite translate in execution. And I do love her choker. She's got this really pretty bold black choker that has a very large silver pendant on it. You know, from afar, it actually looks more like a flower, is about how big the pendant is, but it's very striking. So yeah, there's just some fit issues here that I would probably ask what happened and that don't quite land for me here. What do you think?
I agree. I think the top looks amazing. I think the top part of the dress looks amazing. I like the choker. The bottom, I do kind of like the accentuated hips, but after that, there is a lot of fabric just draping on the ground. And I think what kind of doesn't help is that it's black. So it just looks like a big black puddle of like cloth of fabric, I guess. I think what could have probably helped this was obviously some tailoring, but I think like maybe a different color. Like, I don't know if the top and the skirt are like addressed together. It looks like it's kind of separated, or like a belt or something that would like help break this up a little, because it does just look like a lot of black fabric, but she looks amazing. It's just the bottom that's kind of like, and maybe they did that on purpose. I don't know. So the next look from Cynthia is at the Wicked London premiere, and she is wearing Schiaparelli and jewelry by De Beers. I think she's even wearing a hat. Okay, so this one, the top, she's wearing a turtleneck sleeveless top. It looks like it's velvet. She's wearing velvet gloves. And then she kind of has this like big skirt. Think of like Betsy Johnson, kind of like this big skirt. And then one of the legs has like, it looks like kind of like a disco ball opening, and then goes down into like tights that are like brass. I wonder if that's like a play on the Tin Man, maybe. And then she is wearing a hat that has like a stick with like feathers on top, or like a feather ball. But what do you think of this look?
I like the drama. It's hard to describe this. Even looking at it, I'm like, that's very, you did a good job, because like this is a very intricate cut of the skirt, especially. It's a cool accent, though, like where the opening of the skirt is, where it's got like that rose gold color. She's also wearing some sort of tight that like mimics it. Like it's an ombre tight that starts off at the thigh being rose gold and trickles down into just like solid black. And it's a really cool effect that it's a giving. Like, I mean, she's very much doing that. She reminds me of Angelina Jolie at that award show. Maybe it was the Oscars where she had her like leg out that year. And it was like everywhere. It reminds me of that. It's a nod to sort of Munchkin Land, I think, you know, how they dress there. Yeah, this is very fun. This is a really fun look. What do you think?
I love it because I love like the copper detail. I love like this like high-low kind of lot of billowy fabric type thing. But then it's like, ooh, look at my leg. And then I think the hat like kind of adds to it. I don't know. I just think it's like really cool and fun. Like this is something that, I mean, I don't really wear dresses, but it's like one of those things like you see it and you're like, it's like one of those things like, ooh, I wish I was her type of thing. It's like, this is kind of cool, like to go to a party or something. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't wear it, but like, it gives me that vibe where it's like, ooh, I would wear this. So the next look we're going to do, this is like one of my favorite looks, is the Wicked premiere in Mexico City. And Cynthia Erivo is wearing Thom Browne. This dress is head to toe. She has on headgear. I believe she's wearing like this like cropped button top before the gown actually starts. So there's like this kind of like peekaboo area right above the bust. And then she's wearing a sequin gown that goes all the way down to the ground. It has the accentuated hips. And with this one, I believe, oh yeah, the shoulders. So that top shirt has hands on the shoulders. She's holding her hands up. So it looks like her hands are in front of those hands. I think I remember this look, but yeah, what do you think of this? I mean, it's relatively simple, but
it's really delightful. Like, I think that this is it's very fantastical. Like, it goes with the whimsicalness of The Wizard of Oz and Wicked. Like, I love that they are playing on the genre so spot on and, like, on the nose. It's tailored really well. The hand accent that you're talking about is really a cool, like, she knows how to pose and, like, make that really be something that stands out. They did a great job if that was her and Jason, I'm assuming, who were, you know, working on her posing in these looks. This particular pose is very effective. And yeah, I think it's fun. Like, this is a really, I would be very proud if this were a look I had put down the red carpet.
I love it. This is one of my favorite looks that I saw her do. Like, at first, when I think I saw her, I just saw, like, the hands on her shoulder, like she was just walking, you know. But like when she did her pose like this, I was like, oh my gosh, like she ate that. But yeah, I think she looks really good. So the next and last look that we're talking about for Cynthia, she is wearing Marc Jacobs at the Australia photo call. This Marc Jacobs look, she is wearing a hat that's like black and white. I don't know how to describe this, but look, basically she's wearing the Kiki boots. The skirt is lace and it goes down to the boots. And then she is wearing this top that is probably lace. I feel like this is a look from the runway. But what do you think of this look? Sorry, I couldn't describe it.
Looking at it, this is something that Carrie Bradshaw would wear from Sex and the City. Don't know why, but I see Sarah Jessica Parker all over this. That's neither a good or bad thing. It's just an observance of like, because the little hat she has on, it's like a little circular hat that's propped just so, pushed toward the front of her hairline and like tilted. And it's very little. Like it looks like a little lollipop almost like on her head because it's black and white. That in particular is a very, like they do that a lot with Carrie's outfits, is give her these little like hats that are quirky like that. And yeah, I just think that I see someone else in this is what I'm trying to get at. She doesn't look bad or wrong in it. It's not really that. It's just that I see this for someone else. The shoe is extremely dramatic. I don't know how she walks in that. Like, they're so thick. So, like, I have to believe that, like, it's like walking on, like, cinder blocks. So you do have a lot of, like, square footage you're covering with the shoe. But, like, one misstep and that's you are snapping an ankle. Like, there's no coming back from falling in these. but it's very striking. But it does have me just very in awe of how she maneuvers, let alone walking, but stairs, steps, anything at all, like cobblestone, like those shoes are something else. But this is very cutesy. But yeah, it reminds me a little bit more of a Sarah Jessica Parker moment. How about you?
I like the shoes. I know she said she liked tall heels. So like that is definitely that. I think for me, she looks nice, but I just think like it's definitely like look 18 from Marc Jacobs. There's nothing. I think what would have been cool. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm saying this, but whatever. Because I love Jason. I love what they do. So I don't want to be like, oh, this is what you could have done. But what I would have done maybe to play on like with her witch character, I would have taken that skirt up a little bit. I probably would have added into those like, you know, like the candy cane sock. You know, the socks that the witch was wearing like in the actual Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
I kind of would have played on the hat and the black and whites. Like it kind of reads like older where mm-hmm. she like, could do something like more fun and younger. So yeah, that's my only thing. I like the shoes.
And then we will move on to Miss Ariana Grande, who is styled by Mimi Cottrell. And Mimi styles Maud Apatow, Lucas Gage. It looks like she also is working. Oh, Gigi Hadid, of course. And Priyanka Chopra are some of her other clients. The first look that we're going to talk about is the Wicked New York premiere, where she is wearing Louis Vuitton and she has on little diamond earrings. I want to say they're Swarovski simply because she's got that endorsement deal, but I don't know. So they could be whatever, but I'm going to go with the educated guess of Swarovski. And then she has a matching choker. It's fairly thin, but like diamonds all around or rhinestones of some kind that are clear all around. This is a strapless dress where at the bust, it is cinched in the middle of the bust. So like, say you were wearing a bra that like snaps in the front, where it snaps in the front in the middle is where the cinching is happening on her. Then it's smooth material and it's like very much a corset style through her waist. And then at her hip, it billows out into a very like, it's a pleated peplum that it then bursts into. And then I believe this is meant to go maybe a bit more slim, but I'm assuming again, like this is a runway piece, so they could only do so much with tailoring. But then after the peplum accent, it is pretty straight and all the way down because this is a gown. And it looks like they have dyed a shoe to be the same color as the dress because like it almost looks like a piece of the dress at the bottom, but it's her shoe. So like either they magically found something that is perfect or they made something, but it's the same color as her gown. And then her hair, she just has it. It's tightly pulled back. It looks like it's in some sort of like bun situation, but it's just slicked back is what we can kind of see with a side part. What do you think?
It's okay. I think it looks nice. Like I like the color. I like the top part of the dress. The bottom part, I feel like I don't really care for. I don't know. Like, it just looks like a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's too much. I don't know. It's okay. What do you think?
Doing what the last look on Cynthia just did for me, I imagine Margot Robbie in this for, like, Barbie press. The minute I saw this, I was just like, I would have never thought this for Ariana, even though I know pink is her whole character and everything. I see someone else in it. So it's a little hard to, like, look past that. And I don't like the from the thigh down, like after the peplum, it's crinkly. Like it almost looks like unraveled, like the paper, the backdrop that's at photo shoots, like those big rolls of paper. It looks kind of like that haphazardly like rolled up. Cause like there's a lot of creasing going on. I know someone steamed this, but like it lost a bit of its steam.
I feel like it almost would be better as pants. The peplum would be higher. And then like the pant is like, you can tell it's a pant. Like, I think it's just like too much fabric.
I would actually really like this if it was a pant. Yeah, that's a great note. But yeah, it's fine. The next look is the Journey Through Oz premiere in Australia, where she is wearing a Vivienne Westwood gown and Lorraine Schwartz jewelry. This gown has a lot going on, but I'll start from the head, like from the jewelry down. Again, she's got a little drop earring on. She has a choker that is, it looks like diamond or crystals. It's clear, and it is in the shape of a butterfly that is like in the middle of her neckline. This is a boat top that she's got going on at her cleavage, but then the straps are very, very poofy and angular. It is a long sleeve gown, so it goes, you know, all the way to her wrist, but the poofiness is just in the shoulders. In the actual forearm part, it's more form-fitting. It's a corset top that's got that boat line neckline, like I said. And then the skirt is just, I don't know if this is chiffon, but it looks pretty close to it. It poofs out, but not like in an exaggerated, like an overly exaggerated way. Like it's a little bit of a hoop skirt, I want to say, but not as dramatic as a hoop skirt can be. And then it's hard to tell with her hands. You can't see her shoes at all because this gown is very long and covering the shoes, but with her hands, it competes with her tattoos. So as much as she's wearing Lorraine Schwartz jewelry, I can see one cocktail ring for sure. I'm assuming it's a butterfly that like probably matches the choker. But if she has anything else on, I can't tell because she's one of those ladies that has all the little tattoos, like doodles on her. They actually look like lace gloves a lot of the time, but they're her tattoos. And so they're kind of fighting for dominance here. What do you think, Tyree?
I like this. I think when I first saw this, I probably didn't like it. Mm-hmm. But I think I like it because it's giving, like, I love Ariana Grande. So it's giving me, like, pop star princess. I feel like if her hair was different, it would have been, like, too, like, Disney princessy. So, like, I think the top is giving me, like, I'm a pop star. And then the bottom's giving me, like, princess. And I'm not mad at the color because it's a bunch of different variations of pink versus just being like this like pink color. But yeah, I think that's it. What do you think? I'm scared.
No. I mean, it's great structure. Like structurally, this is very pleasing to look at. Okay. This is hard to tailor a gown like a skirt like this because it is billowy. It's a lot of fabric. It's a lot of layers. And like it spills really perfectly around her. That shoulder is so angular and sharp to do. I don't know if they use starch or if it's the materials hanging in there for dear life. It's standing up the way that it should. A lot of times you'll see on the runway something looks like this, and then in real life it doesn't really translate and it's like droopy or floppy. But like this looks just as good as it did, I think, you know, going down the runway. This is a pink shade that's very complimentary to her. Because like Tyree said, it's got, there's peach in here, there's blush, there's light pink, like there's lots of shades of pink and it's very pretty. And I do prefer Ariana's hair down. It's a little less harsh than when it's slicked and pulled back. It just feels a little more in character. It reads softer. So I do like how they've styled her hair here. And I think that this is a very, it's very literal. Like this is probably the most princessy gown they could have found that looks like Glinda. And I think that they have a winner here in this dress. Next look is the Los Angeles premiere where she is wearing Tom Brown. Her hair is pulled back tight again. I believe it's in a bun and she has a gingham big bow in her hair. So you do see the side of the bow peeking out. The entire outfit is gingham. There's a capelet that she's wearing that goes down just over her shoulders. This looks like it's a strapless dress, corset style, but not like too form-fitting, but it is like corset in that world. It's very pleated around the waist, but large pleating and rough, like not ruffles. It's definitely pleating, but it's large pleating around the waist. This is like a high-low is happening on the skirt. It ends just below her knee in the front. And then in the back, it goes down to about her ankles, like the top of her ankle though, like not down to the ground. And then she has a really cute little pair of matching gloves on and her shoes are some sort of closed toe. They look like crystal embellished, like silver shoes that she's wearing. And then she's got little drop earrings on that are diamond or rhinestone. What do you think?
I love this. I think I love Tom Brown. I love that they did like pink and white. He doesn't usually do like pinks, I don't think. I don't know. Like, I'm conflicted right now because I think it's very like cutesy, like it's very Galinda. But also I see this like with the basket in like a park, like going somewhere, like with the umbrella. I don't know. It's okay. Like, I think it's like cute, but it's just, I don't know. It's a cute outfit. What do you think?
I think that I'd like it better at a different event. This doesn't feel like a premiere look. This feels like if she were at a Vanity Fair luncheon of sorts. Mm-hmm. Still doing press for this movie, but like, this feels much more daytime. I know that it's because of the gingham. I know the gingham is throwing me. That's more of a daytime print. Black gingham could translate, I'm sure, a little bit easier for evening wear. But if you're talking like light pink gingham, that just feels very daytime. So I think that it's just that the feel of this look is a little hodgepodge. Unlike the Vivian Westwood we just talked about, where it's like, that is an evening gown, no question about it. This particular look at LA is, and I know LA is warmer, we have better weather. So it makes sense that, like, you know, she's got a little less coverage going on. But like, again, I just think that this looks kind of daytime. So I think
casual, but it's like high tea or something.
Like, exactly. I think this should have gone somewhere else. I get why they picked it. I like it, but I think it should have gone down a different carpet and or event. Then we have Ariana at the Mexico City premiere. She's wearing Atelier Versace. This is an iridescent, all over iridescent gown that is very structural. Her hair is half up, half down. She has a diamond tennis necklace on, and this is a strapless gown with a corset top. There is very much a deep V in the bust. There's almost like it's circular over her bust, and then a very deep V that's like right above her belly button is where it cuts down into. Then the skirt is very much draped really nicely, but like, it's a heavily draped long skirt, and it looks like she has a pale pink shoe on of some kind. You can only see a little peep of it, so I'm not going to really like spend much time on it. But yeah, what do you think of this look, Tyree?
I love this. I think what I'm seeing is I like rocks. Like, I know Ariana is a pop star, so I like that over the cutesy, I think. Mm-hmm. She also looks like a big, like, glacier. So, like, she looks like a statuesque, like, yeah, I really like this look. I like the subtlety of the necklace. I like the deep V. It's okay. I mean, but I like it, but yeah, it's good. I like this one.
I'm going to call back the Cynthia Erivo draping that we were having, like, issues on. I think this is a better executed draping of a... Like, it almost looks like an all-over bustle is what this is doing, but it's draped properly. It's effective. It's showing us the fabric really well and how it moves. It's accentuating, like, Ariana's stance and silhouette. Like, it's doing its job here. This isn't something that I'm like, ooh, we need to steam this or alter this. Or, like, I'm not wanting to get in there and fix anything. It's very well executed here. So I think this is some very lovely tailoring that also took place and should get an applaud. They've gone very pale pink for this. I mean, I know that Glinda's not like magenta, but like the pale pink, I think, washes Ariana out. I don't know what Ariana's natural hair color is, but like she's doing some sort of a like butterscotch, I think is maybe the color I'd say it is. Like it's this like a buttery brown, like it's brunette, but like then there's hints of like blonde in it. So yeah, it's kind of like butterscotch, but that's also her skin tone. So like, I get a little, I think that's why like with the hair pulled back, I'm always just kind of like, no, that's not working. Cause it's just like very, it's hard to see where her like hairline even starts when it's pulled back. It's not in this particular dress. And I mean, that's a whole different issue that has nothing to do with
wardrobe. I wouldn't be mad at this dress if it went like Versace, like all the way down, like without that big thing, or like if she did a reveal or something and it was like a structured, like slimline dress.
Oh, that'd be
like,
so cute.
Like body.
That'd be really cute. Now I wish that there was a reveal for this. I wish this was a Met Gala moment.
Yes.
The last photo we're going to talk about is Ariana at the Australia photo call wearing Bode. This particular look has her hair pulled back, drop earrings that are simple, no necklace that I can see. Again, her hands, it's tough with her tattoos, so I'm not sure if she's wearing rings, but I don't think I see any. This is a strapless corseted top. It's a set that she's wearing. It's a top and a skirt. The top is like nude colored in the foreground and or in the background. And then there are three rows of all around bow ties that are like going down the front of it at her bust down to her waist. And those are light pink, like kind of a peachy again color that she's been going for. It is a peekaboo bearing of her stomach a little bit, like her upper tummy. Then we get a A-line skirt that has some interesting, like, it looks like it's embellishment or I think it's some sort of embellishment that is at the hip line that goes all around. There's something going on with the fabric that, like, it looks like something that's probably hand done, some kind of stitching or embellishment. And it is an all-around pleated skirt. And then she is wearing a pair of pristine white closed pump-toed shoes, closed-toed pumps that have a little bow on them. What do you think? That is a lot.
I think this fits for where she's at. Mm-hmm. I just don't really like the outfit. I feel like it's very, like, mall. Or, like, you can definitely buy this off the rack. And yeah, I mean, it's okay. Like, it's a daytime look, so I guess it's fine, but it doesn't look like any of the other ones.
Yeah, this is far too casual, I think. It's the fabric, too, that's not helping. When you look at her other looks, there's always some sort of sheen and shine or embellishment that's shiny to each look. This has none of that. This is very flat. It works because, like you said, it's daytime, but like it doesn't have that nice flow that the other outfits we've discussed prior seem to have. This seems a little bit of a wild card. And I know from experience that Australia can be interesting. Like when you've got a press tour and your talent is going to Australia, you have to think about weather, where it's going to be, because like, is it going to be indoor, outdoor? You're thinking about that no matter where, you know, someone's going. But just, I feel like Australia is a little tricky because out of a lot of places, Australia does have like a vibe to it. Like there's this Australian vibe to clothing that's not comparable anywhere else. And so I think what I'm thinking is that they were trying to, you know, hit that of like, this feels Australian. And that maybe is where I'm feeling a little confused by it. Again, I think Australia can be tough to style for some reason.
They should have just wore like a white tank top.
Yeah, I think it's doing a lot. Like, I like this brand very much, but this is their norm. Their norm is more menswear, like suiting. Yeah. They definitely, you know, this is a departure from their norm, being in a skirt set like this. And it's okay, but like it definitely is the flattest for me out of the five looks that we've gone over.
But overall, they had a huge press run. So it's like
huge. Putting
all these looks together was probably
hats off to their teams and to the women. Like they stayed and they stuck it out. I would have been on the phone with my publicist crying about being tired. Can I quit this junket?
I was thinking of like rooms of like pink gowns. I would be like, oh my gosh, this room is all pink. But I would have loved like fun too, though.
Yeah, I would have loved to have sat in on a fitting or at least just seen what the room looked like. Because like you said, it was probably so much fabric, so much pink for Ariana. And then for Cynthia, so much black, so much green. But it's impressive what they did. I'm actually surprised that part of it didn't get more press. Like the way that Barbie got a whole book. And I was a little surprised, and maybe they are going to do something like that since part two is not out yet. But like, this is such an undertaking. It would be something that would be good for some sort of recording, like a book. Like, I think it'd be very interesting to be able to look at all these looks as a whole through a book. Who knows? Maybe they will be. But we hope you enjoyed this episode. Go see Wicked Part 2 this November. I don't have the exact date, but we think November. And if you haven't yet, enjoy the first part that is available on streaming. And we are so happy to be back, guys. Thank you for always being lovely. I know Tyree was saying he got some emails about the show. We got some DMs. It made us feel very wanted and just was a really positive way to go into this season. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us in another episode of The DM with Audrey Brianne and Tyree, where we reviewed the film Wicked. You'll find links to Wicked's homepage and streaming services in the description box below. A special thank you to Nearby Sound for our theme song.
If you enjoyed the show, please introduce a friend to our work and tell them to like and subscribe. Follow us on the DM.net or on Instagram at Audrey Brianne and at Tyree Style. The DM is produced by DB Sound, Audrey Brianne, and Tyree.